Travels of Mary Ward. Friendly greetings from Montgomery Ward, who bring you these interesting experiences each day at this time, Monday through Friday. Now let's get our catalog and join Mary in her office. Maybe we can learn something about the winners in the Easter outfit contest. Well, while Mary is busy at her desk, we find Clifford and Henry the Porter in a very serious conversation.
Were you really named after Henry Clay Hanks, the one in the history?
Well, I don't know so much about that, Mr. Cliff, but I tell you, did you ever hear of John Henry, the great river roustabout?
Sure, I heard about it. There's a book about him.
Is it showing up?
Sure, it's in the public library. My brother was reading it the other night.
What do it say in that book about John Henry?
Well, I didn't read it myself, but my brother, he was laughing about it. And he said it was all just a big lie.
How come he said it's a big lie?
Well, he said no man could do those things, like building 1,000 miles of railroad in one afternoon, him and his gang.
Was that in the book?
Well, that's what my brother said.
Well, it's showing up the truth. Of course, I've been knowing all about it ever since I've been born. I'll tell you about it someday.
Will you? Honest?
I sure will. And all about how he lifted them cotton bales, one on each arm and some on his back all the same time.
Good night.
Sure. Old John Henry, he weighed 47 pounds when he was born. And he have all of his teeth, every one of them, in his mouth. And he sat right up and eat his dinner just like the grown folks.
Honest, Hank?
Sure. I've been to him about him 1,000 times. Big clouds come and blot out the sun, see? And the screech owls, they come out and go, ooh, just like it was nighttime, see? And the Mississippi River, it done turn round and run back uphill, clean up to Cairo.
What to do that for?
I guess old man River, he's scared. Because he know John Henry done going to be his master.
And was he?
Sure. John Henry, he's the greatest roustabout that ever lived. He's the granddaddy of all the roustabouts.
Boy, I bet that made a worse flood than we had this winter.
Sure, heap was. Bust them levees and just raise old Nick with everything.
Well, was he any relation to you? I mean, John Henry?
Any kin? He sure was. He was my granddaddy. At least by his my great-granddaddy, I forgot which. That's how come I named Henry.
Gee, I didn't know that. Do you know anything more about him?
Sure, I do. Like one time he was on a steamboat on old Mississippi, and the boat he was on was losing the race, and you
oh,
see...
Oh, Clifford.
Ma'am?
Don't you think you might be needed downstairs?
Why, I guess so.
I'm afraid you might. That story of Henry's will keep till another time. In fact, it'll probably grow.
All right, Miss Ward. Now, don't you forget now, Henry, about that race on the Mississippi.
No, I ain't forgetting, Miss Cliff. I'll tell you to you one of these days.
Well, hello, Cliff. Hi.
Hi, Clifford. Leaving?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's tamed the young firebrand? You been talking to him, Miss Ward?
Me? Oh, no. He's had entertainment much more fascinating than I could give him.
Who?
Over there, Henry.
Oh.
You see, Henry claims to be a descendant of John Henry, the great river roustabout.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And did the kids follow the stuff?
Surely.
Boy, wait till I see him.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I wouldn't if I were you.
No, why not? I'll have lots of fun with him.
Oh, you better think that over. Remember, Clifford is like the elephant. He never forgets.
Yeah, I guess you're right there.
Another thing, too, like you said yesterday, there's a time in life for everything. There's a time for believing tall stories, as well as a time for writing poetry.
Okay, Chief, I'll lay off.
I believe I would if I were you. Well, Jane, did you get me that information?
Oh, yes, Miss Ward. There are plenty of those Grove Spring attachments in stock.
Good, then we'll write the letters.
All right. I'm ready.
Oh, have you finished, Henry?
Yes, might as well, too. I sure hope it suits you, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. It looks nice.
Of course, it took me a little longer than I figured on.
Yes, the effect of a rapt listener is always inspirational.
Ma'am.
Well, I said that Cliff was a good listener.
He sure is. Mr. Cliff, he's a smart boy, all right, Mr. Cliff is.
Sure. I'd like to ask about Henry's wife, but
For goodness sake, no. Let's don't get him started again. All right, now. Dear Mrs. Dempsey.
All right.
It was such a pleasure to read your cheerful letter and realize all over again how happy you are with your twin babies. Oh, how I'd like to see them. And I will as soon as I get away from the office. The contest will be all over next Friday when I read the names of the winners on the air. Then I hope I can get around calling on my friends again. I can scarcely realize it's been so long. Of course, for the first 3 weeks, I was too busy even to look at the time. But now the days seem long, for I am anxious to know the winners as if I expected to be one of them myself.
Me too.
Okay. I'm so glad Mother Smith heard from Billy. I might have known he would write her, though. Still, we haven't arrived to expect too much from such a youthful bridegroom, and I'm delighted to learn that he was so thoughtful. I'm sure Mother Smith thinks him more than ever now like her Sammy. Of course, it was a shock to me to lose those two from my personal group here, but all in all, I feel fate took a hand for the good of both of them, and Billy will have a chance at the outdoor work he needed so badly for his health. Paragraph. So the babies are graduating to their own beds, and you want my advice. I know you feel the best is none too good for them, and that's what I'm going to urge you to get. So get your new spring catalog and turn to page 114.
114?
Yes. Read what it says there at the top of the page about Ward's new Grow Spring. This is one of the greatest inventions for the rearing of babies that has been on the market, and it was designed by Ward's themselves. You see, Mrs. Denson, the trouble with buying a baby bed has always been that while the springs and mattress are satisfactory for the small baby, as the baby grows heavier, the added weight makes the springs sag. And since the average baby bed is made large enough to accommodate a child until he's several years old, this sagging becomes an actual menace to the correct growth of his body. A sagging mattress is not good for any of us, but especially is this true with the soft, flexible bones of the growing child. And when we remember how many hours a small child spends in bed, we can see how essential it is that those bones should be kept in a straight position on a flat surface and not allowed to stay for hours at a time bowed and out of line. All a mother has to do to be sure her child is growing with correct posture is to look at his bed when he's lying in it and see if the mattress is sagging. If it is, she twists the turnbuckle, which raises the springs, and the mattress is straight again. This she can keep doing as long as the child uses his bed.
Oh, isn't that great, Miss Ward?
Oh, yes, it certainly is. Paragraph now.
All right.
You will see there in the first column that Ward sell this grow spring attachment separately for $1.48, and it can be easily attached to any standard crib spring. Mothers who have already purchased their baby beds before this invention was marketed can convert the spring into a grow spring for that very small amount. And we have found that as soon as a mother learns about this, she buys it. For you know these modern mothers. They've learned to watch their babies' bodies as well as their minds. Now, as to what beds to buy. That will depend, of course, on how much you feel that you can spend. You will see listed there five types of beds assembled at five different prices, each with the grow spring. I fancy, however, you will want the one on the left, which comes complete with grow spring and Ward's Supreme Tuftless Inner Spring Mattress for $19.88 each. This one has solid panels at head and foot, which prevents drafts, and also has the automatic drop side with foot trip lock. Also, all bolts and screws are rust-proof. The springs have angle iron frames, and there are heavy 2-inch silent rubber casters. It is a wonderful bed. The enamel is non-poisonous, so that if the babies decide to cut their teeth on the footboard in your absence, while you may not like it, you needn't worry, for it won't really hurt them. There is a Grow Spring four-poster bed, the fourth one from the left, which comes complete with Kapok mattress at $12.98. These beds are all 54 inches long, and the twins will be sleeping in them when they're playing leapfrog over the ends. But you needn't worry about that for quite some time yet. Love to Mother Smith. And let me hear from you again. Yours sincerely, Mary Ward.
I like that kind of a letter.
So do I. Here's another one I like.
What's that?
Another letter about the proper coat for a print dress. What a style sense the women in this country are developing. I can remember when about all a woman was interested in when she bought a coat was how it would wear. But she's learned that she has a right to know the coat is styled right also, as well as long wearing, in order to get her money's worth.
Well, don't you think, Miss Ward, that truth in advertising has had a lot to do with that?
Oh, undoubtedly, Donald, yes.
Of course, I don't know much about women.
About what age?
Now, Miss Ward, please.
All right, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that, take people I know. They reason that a company like Ward's, for instance, couldn't stay in business 60 or 70 years.
What's that, Norm?
If what they claimed for the merchandise they sell didn't turn out to be the truth. People might buy once, but they wouldn't keep on buying if they'd ever been stung. But they do, year after year.
Oh, generation after generation. You ought to take a trip out into the country with me sometime, don't you?
Oh, I'd love to.
You'd find whole family histories are built on the Ward Institution.
Honest, Miss Ward?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear about that.
Well, it's a story as interesting as any fiction. Every place you go, you find the same thing from Maine to California.
Well, I think the radio helps a lot, too.
How? What do you mean?
Well, look at Miss Ward here. Every day, women hear her tell them what they should wear to make them look better. And show me a woman who doesn't want to look better.
Well, I can show you a girl that doesn't need to. Where is that mirror, Miss Ward?
Oh, baloney. Let's write a letter, Miss Ward.
I never saw such an office as this. Every time you just get started talking, somebody says, let's write a letter. I never did like writing letters anyway.
Oh, no? How about poetry?
Oh, well, I'm through. I give up.
All right, let's go now. Dear Mrs. L., thank you for your letter. You're quite right about the colored coat being the thing this year to wear with gay, colorful prints that are coming in more and more as spring comes on. Prints are going to be gay and unusual, with new beauty and depth to their printing such as we haven't had before. And in order to show them off to their full advantage, the coat should be in harmony with the prevailing mode also. And I am getting more and more inquiries about the colored coat. You need not think it an extravagance either, since many women make a practice of buying such coats, and when they want to change, they have them dyed. For that reason, though, it pays to get the coat in all wool. I will give you some numbers from our new spring catalog for you to look at. Paragraph.
Oh, that's a new one about having coats dyed. Maybe I can have one then.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get time.
Oh, yes.
Be glad to. On page 49, you will find a trio of gay-hued coats. The one on the right is our finest wool fleece and comes in chromium gray, terracotta, Gulfstream blue, and camel tan. Doesn't that sound exciting? This coat is well-lined, soft to the touch, and most luxurious to wear. It is the swagger type. Then on the next page, page 50, there is a beautiful coat with a whole host of what we call dramatic features. Slim waist, stitched revers, full swing skirt, one large button closing, a very modern coat, graceful in every line of it. It is number 910A1018. Among other colors, this comes in the lovely Meadowbrook green. It is all wool also and only $9.98. Then on the opposite page, page 51, you will find the perfect sports-type coat with a most unusual collar, fancy buttons, deep pockets, and lots of stitching. Please note the unusual tuck treatment of the top of the sleeve to give that square look to the shoulder. This coat has everything in style and such colors. Old gold, light rust, skipper blue, chromium gray. It is all wool and just $7.98. You will notice I have suggested only coats in plain color because plain colors should be worn with print. In that way, both your plain coat and print dress will show off to best advantage. Do let me hear from you again if there's any way I can be of service to you. Yours sincerely, Mary Ward.
Oh, Miss Ward, mm-hmm. I just happened to think, if I get everything all caught up this afternoon, could I get away a little bit early?
Why, certainly.
I have to go downtown on an errand for Mother, and
I'll
be terribly late getting home, mm-hmm. I know. So I thought if I could get away just a little bit early.
Well, let me drive you, Jane, won't you?
Well, I can go on the bus.
Oh, please. Come on, break down, won't you, Jane? Gee whiz, there's nothing actually wrong with me, is there?
Why, no. Only you have your work to do, too.
Oh, I'll get through. If you ever saw a buzzsaw in action, that'll be me for the rest of the day. Sure, and when a man's got a wee bit of heaven staring him in the face.
Well, we'll do without the poetry, thank you.
Sure, that sounds like a bit of blarney to us, Don, but they say the ladies like it. And so we conclude another little visit with Mary, the neighborly representative of Montgomery Ward. We hope that you will be with us again tomorrow at the same time. And now, as Mary says, goodbye and good luck. ¶¶